Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KU lost for a 17th straight year to the Kansas State Wildcats in an embarrassing fashion too. It wasn't just, they didn't just lose close to Chris Klieman and the Cats, but Kansas went into halftime yet again in a competitive game. You're thinking, okay, back-to-back games, and then you get blown out in the second half. It was an embarrassing performance coming out of a bye week to your to your state rival. For that to happen at your place as well. Same old thing. Like, same old thing, 17 years of it, and K-State fans should be feeling great today. Their team's heading in a much different direction. For all those that were trying to say Chris Klieman should get fired, that looks stupid, doesn't it? Also, if you're saying Lance Leipold should be fired, that's pretty dumb. However, it appears there's a clear ceiling.
And he's reached it.
Lance Leipold as a college football coach at Kansas. That doesn't mean they need to fire him. I think we all recognize where this program has been long before Lance Leipold, and it is in a million times better of a spot than what it has been in most of our lifetimes. So that is, both things can be true. So we don't need to go crazy and say he should be fired tomorrow. But at the same time, I think there's clearly a limitation to where he can take the program from here. Stabilizer, program builder, all true. Take you to the next level? I'm not so sure, man. I'm not so sure. When's the last big game you think he's won, really, for this program?
Not really. I mean, look.
Obviously, lost to Mizzou.
The bowl win they had a couple years ago. That's probably it.
Right?
Look, what's tough, Gold, is what you're saying are not in contradiction of each other, but do create a timeline of effects, which eventually leads to the first thing you said, which is him being fired. I don't disagree with you that the job he has done at Kansas in no way justifies his firing at all. It just doesn't. We know what their program was before. We know what their program is now. But if you get three more years of mediocrity, barely getting into a bowl game, barely missing a bowl game, and you're just stuck in this sludge of 6-6, essentially, in the college football end, you will eventually have to make a move in order to try to get a higher ceiling. I'm not going to forget what he was walking into. And that it typically takes time to build a program, although less time than it used to, seemingly, because of NIL, and teams have been a little bit better about switching franchises' fate a little faster. I'm not saying everybody, but there are some examples of that. This is just a case of Jalen Daniels played his worst game of the year, and Avery Johnson played his best game as a member of the Kansas State Wildcats. He was amazing in that game. He was awesome and near perfect, and as a result of that, they boat raced Kansas. And so Klieman feels better today. Leipold feels worse. I don't feel dramatically different about where either team is, I guess, at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, bowl game stuff. I mean, look, Kansas probably still, to me, finishes with 6 wins and they end up in the, like, Independence Bowl or something. That feels like that's where this thing is trending. I think a lot of the frustration is, too, when Lance Leipold has been as outspoken as he has about fan support. He is not hidden behind that. That, you know, he, for the last couple of years, has mentioned, you know, feels like they need more fan support and they don't get enough of it. And, you know, basically, essentially, they built this guy a stadium. I mean, like, I know the program needed it, but, like, that was a big reason why he stuck around. Like, if you didn't get him a stadium, he was probably leaving. So he did all that. Fan support's been great this year, and then here's where you're at. And I don't think any reasonable KU fan is suggesting that they should be all of a sudden a 10-win every game, every season type of program. I don't think anybody's saying that that's what they're asking for. But to also sit there and say, all right, we got all these limitations and, like, we should just be happy with getting to 6 wins every year. That's kind of a loser mentality at this point. Like, you have all the facilities, you have great fan support. I just saw Rob walk in. Rob's out there freezing his ass off in the rain for these guys as well.
Yep.
So saying that, like, 6 wins and we should be happy would be is crazy. That should not be okay.
just because of prior history.
No, still have Jalen Daniels, still have teams and players. Like, you didn't lose your starting quarterback. Like, in years like that, like last year, right, where you're rolling out all kinds of different things and you don't have your normal stuff, you can take a scrappy year if you're Kansas and get in there. And look, Kansas State, their season had already fallen apart by what their expectation going into
they're supposed to be
the
in the Big 12 title game.
Was.
And there's still a path, believe it or not, for them.
What? For real?
If they, well, there's like three teams they play if they beat Texas Tech and then you look at it, there is a path, long road, but there's a path for them to still get
there. Going to take some upsets in the Big 12, but certainly they're not out of it. But they've already fallen short of what their season-long expectations were. So they're already in a spot where it's a disappointing year for them. They salvaged part of it by beating the hell out of Kansas. And look, this is the thing. Kansas is out of the, like, let's mock them like they're the Jets of college football. They've graduated from that. But you can't take them seriously as a Power Four football conference until they can do things like not get beat by one team for 17 straight years. They got to get out of that. They got to get out of that loop. They got to get out of that cycle, or they're just going to be stuck in no man's land in college football. It's not a more fun place to be. And it'll get harder to get recruits because it feels like you're not going
anywhere. That's the other bummer, I think.
And you can backslide a little bit, you know?
For a lot of, you know, fans on the Kansas side, I can only speak for that. Obviously, K-State's a different feeling, but they had a huge number of recruits there as well. So you always wonder about, you know, when you see, you have this nice stadium now, and then you get embarrassed in that way. It's a nationally televised game on TNT and everything, and you had a huge grouping of recruits there for a rivalry game. And then the in-state rival, in a lot of cases, I'm guessing they're also recruiting some of the similar player, and they see that team kick your ass in your building. It's a bad look. It's just a really bad look, and could have some serious ramifications on the recruiting trail as well. I mean, Lance Leipold even called it a major step backwards. So it's bad vibes right now.
We'll have to see how it goes. Lance Leipold currently has the 35th ranked class in the country, which shatters anything K-State's done with Chris Klieman. So I think
we'll see.
Like, if they keep this class, I think people got to relax and be patient, because I understand it's a lot. When we talk about the Big 12 being the type of conference that it is, where it's all about margins and the little things make a big difference. K-State is going through it this year. You can knock the coach, but right now, how many other people want this Kansas job right now? Like, if you look at the top group of five coaches where Lance Leipold came from, they're not waiting for the Kansas job to be open. They're waiting for the SEC job to be open or the ACC job to be open. They're not waiting for Kansas to be open. So before people want to run him out of the building, he's got the best recruiting class they've had, maybe ever, coming in next season. I think, you know, you just see how it goes. That's kind of how things go with college football, where you have one down year and then a great year the next year, and then you fall back into another bad season. That's the way that the NIL era is looking right now. I mean, Florida State's a great example of that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.